And right now, more than 75% of newcomers to Canada choose to settle in places like Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver. But as those cities boom, rural and northern communities are seeing their population in decline. That means employers are struggling to fill jobs ranging from doctors to engineers to cashiers, cafe workers. And with baby boomers leaving the workforce, the problem is only expected to get worse. Enter the Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot, a new federal program aimed at making places like Prince George, Dawson Creek, or Terrace more attractive to newcomers. The CBC's Andrew Curiata headed over to the Natural Resources Forum in Prince George, where community leaders were gathering to talk economic development. And he asked two people for their thoughts. In just a moment, we'll hear from Williams Lake Mayor Walt Cobb. But first, he asked the Dawson Creek Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Kathleen Connolly for her reaction.
Nice.
Yeah, why is that nice?
Well, I think we all recognize that as our population is aging, there will be a gap. It's also really difficult to recruit folks to rural and remote areas. So any opportunity to get people who want to come, experience our country, learn about our country, grow, and even move on, I mean, we're happy to have them. We just need the help.
I know it's been a theme here, sort of like skilled labor. Can you tell me a little bit more about the situation in Dawson Creek? Like what?
Sure. I think it's ever-changing, but I think essentially it's hard to recruit people to northern areas because it can be cold and it does feel remote and there's opportunities everywhere. So I feel like our constant challenge is that as resources change, skills change. So last year it might have been a focus on, you know, drilling. This year it's a focus on building pipelines, different skills, different people. So we don't want them coming in and out, you know, as those projects happen. We want them to live in our communities. So if there's opportunities to welcome families into our communities, to become a part of what we're doing, that is just like super awesome.
So it's an application process. Like it's open to, I think, every province except for the Atlantic provinces and Quebec because they have their own programs. And then, but then like individual cities have to apply. Is it something that you, I guess it sounds to me like you might be at least looking at it and suggesting that mayor and council?
I certainly would suggest they get on it.
Do you think the idea of trying to get more immigration to settle in places like Williams Lake as opposed to just Vancouver, Toronto, is something that is a good idea? Is needed?
Oh, yeah, it really is needed. We have jobs that we can't fill. And once we use everybody that's here to have a job, that's fine. But if we can't find people, we need the work done. So I know the industry is looking at possibly getting immigrants in as well. I know we had a bit of a work fair through our economic development, and we've actually applied for a grant to, so maybe this is something new as well, to get somebody to come in so that we can work with industry to teach them how to bring immigrants in to fill those jobs.
Kind of any avenue that's available you're interested in.
For sure. Any avenue, because if there's jobs there, why not fill them?
What sort of jobs are going unfilled? What are the...
Well, there's some at industry, and you could probably talk to Paul here from the union, because he knows that when I talk to industry and whatnot, that there are jobs, and not just entry-level jobs. There are lots of those. After the fires, we had a lot of people that didn't return. So there's lots of those jobs available, but there's good trade jobs as well in the forest industry and in the mining industry where we need skilled workers.
That is Williams Lake Mayor Walt Cobb. Before that, you also heard Dawson Creek Chamber of Commerce Director Kathleen Connolly speaking to Andrew Curiata about a new program aimed at bringing in more immigrants to rural and northern communities. Charles Sirtwell has been advocating for this idea for a long time. He's president and CEO of the Northern Policy Initiative. That's an independent think tank based out of Northern Ontario.
As I understand it, and of course, you know, every federal program launches and the details are a little sketchy, but the beautiful part about this program is that it's what's called NOC agnostic. So that means that any job that you're having a hard time filling in your community, you could use this program to target an immigrant to come and fill it. So again, it's one of those things where it's not talking about, you know, taking jobs away from people. These are jobs that basically the people who are in our communities are not really interested in taking. And so the community will have 275 spots, give or take, that every year they'll be able to kind of select somebody off the pre-screened list and expedite their entry into the country, them and, of course, their family members.
And how is it any different from the way regular immigration works?
So there's two basic big streams for immigration. One, of course, is the exercise where you apply to come to Canada, you get approved, and you come and you move where you want to go. The vast majority of those folks tend to go to big urban centers. We're talking about Vancouver, Montreal, and Toronto for the most part. Then we've got provincial nominee programs or expedited streams that the federal government runs, and those are targeted at specialty skills. And the challenge with much of those is that, again, they target those high-skill positions. And for the most part, particularly in Ontario, for example, the vast majority of those folks end up in the GTA as well. The nice thing about this piece is they've recognized that, you know, we have to break that magnetic pull of that large urban center, and they're saying, we're going to encourage you to go to rural communities. And so we're going to make it easier for you to get into the country. And as a result, communities like Sudbury, communities like North Bay, communities like Espanola are going to have a chance to bring those people to the communities and prove to them that they can have a high quality of life, be very welcomed, and stay.
And let's add to that list Terrace, Fort St. John, Prince George, Dease Lake. That's Charles Sirtwell, president and CEO of the Northern Policy Initiative, speaking about a new federal program announced last week that will let rural communities apply to take part in a pilot program aimed at attracting more immigrants. For his take on how this program might fit into Northern BC, I'm joined in our Prince George studio by Joel McKay, executive director of the Northern Development Initiative Trust. It's a nonprofit aimed at improving the economic growth of our region. Good morning, Joel. I would like to start with your reaction to the pilot program. What do you think?
Well, my first reaction is, I mean, good on the federal government for moving forward with this. As you heard from both Dawson Creek and Williams Lake just moments ago, I mean, this is a challenge that our communities in Northern BC are very much aware of. I've been grappling with for a long time. How do we get more folks to move to our region, be they Canadian citizens or people coming from other jurisdictions entirely? So it's definitely a good thing. It's nice to see the focus on rural communities, and hopefully some of our communities will be positioned to take advantage of it, apply for the grant, and find some success.
Yeah, when I first came to Northern BC almost 13 years ago, I remember being surprised when I was trying to find a doctor at how many here in Prince Rupert were from South Africa. But can you give me a sense what sort of shortages you are seeing in the workforce in Northern BC?
Oh, I think it's exactly as Mayor Cobb had said. It's across the board. It's anecdotal. I mean, what we noticed as an organization about a year and a half, 2 years ago, was that we were starting to hear more and more conversation coming out of our business community as well as our communities themselves, that it's less about creating new jobs and more about, from an economic development perspective, how do we fill the jobs that we already have in our communities and how do we make our community sustainable? And to answer your question, it's everything from service sector, it's restaurants, it's hotels, it's keeping those businesses that we all access running and well-staffed. It's industry. It's definitely the trades, which we've seen reflected in provincial strategies over the past and the need for that, both now and going forward. For major projects. And it certainly is on the professional side, too, in terms of attracting doctors to the region, physiotherapists, nurses. So each community is different. So you can't paint a broad brush and say, this is the type of skilled worker that we need in Northern BC. Please come move here now. Each community has its own needs, and we have to be flexible in terms of how we respond to those needs to try and fill those gaps in the coming years.
Flexible, and yet if communities don't start bringing in more newcomers, what might that mean for the North looking 10, 20 years down the line?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, it's challenging. I mean, that's the short answer of that. I mean, we definitely do need to turn the tide. And one of the challenges that's going forward is that in past years, the North and Northern communities have been competing with one another for talent. But that's shifting now, and we're seeing this become a national problem. And so major cities, Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal, are all experiencing the same challenges because of the aging workforce across the country. And so now, as northern communities, whether you're a Smithers, a Fort St. John, a Williams Lake, a Prince George, you're also now competing with Kamloops, Kelowna, Vancouver, Toronto, talent just because of where we're at in this country. And that presents a number of challenges in terms of competition, because we don't necessarily in all of our communities have the housing or the amenities that would attract folks that they're used to in larger centers. And so it does mean that there needs to be some serious thinking from a regional perspective as well as a community-based perspective around how we're going to tackle this challenge in the years ahead.
Yeah, so we're talking primarily about immigration, but you've just mentioned the fact that it is equally, possibly more challenging to convince people within Canada to move to different parts of northern BC. What do you think could be done to get more people from, say, Vancouver, Victoria, Kelowna, to think about Prince George or Fort St. John as an alternative?
Well, there's a number of things. First, I'll speak from my personal experience. I'm a transplant, so I've been here 6.5 years. I was born and raised in Vancouver. I was a third-generation Vancouverite, and when I was in my 20s, you would have heard me say, I'll never leave Vancouver. It's the greatest city in the world. Now, these days, you hear me say, you could never pay me enough to go back to Vancouver after moving to the north. The difference maker for me was a couple of things. Certainly, traveling up north. And if you talk to folks in the tourism industry, they'll often reflect this sentiment that a great place to visit is a nice place to live. And so traveling to our communities, experiencing our communities is a key piece, because that really helps to clear up some of the reputational challenges that we have as northern communities for having long winters, small communities, or that reputation that middle and northern Canada's had for decades, which is being a bit rough and tumble. And so when you see strategies that communities are undertaking to host sporting events, tournaments, conferences, those are all effective ways of bringing more people into the communities to experience the communities in a positive light, and then they're heading back to wherever they're from and saying, hey, you know what, I was just in Fort St. John, or I was just in Prince George or Prince Rupert for a few days, and I had a lovely experience. And so that's good from a reputational point of view to be moving in that direction. The other thing that more practically that we're seeing communities work through as they try to challenge this or solve this challenge is marketing campaigns. So here in Prince George, the Move Up Prince George campaign is an example of that, where it's definitely promoting the opportunities in the community and the lifestyle. Fort St. John has a similar campaign, and we've seen other communities do that as well. More practically, and where we as a trust have been placing a lot of our efforts in recent years, is on the sort of placemaking bits of the equation, which is investing in amenities that make our communities attractive places to live over the long term, and whether that's upgrades to arenas or marinas or airport upgrades to the playhouses, recreation facilities, building mountain bike trails, downtown revitalization initiatives, business facade improvements, those types of things to make our communities more attractive places to live are really helping. And the reason for that is that we've got an extraordinarily mobile workforce. If you look nationally now, the challenge isn't so much with young people coming into the workforce, can they find work? It's where are they choosing to work and where are they choosing to set up their lives? And that younger cohort is choosing communities where they have a lifestyle that appeals to them. And so in order to get those folks into our communities, in order to get them to stay in our communities beyond 6 months or a couple of years, there has to be a lifestyle component to this. And so investing in place, investing in making attractive communities is a big piece. And then finally, the other piece is this is part of that entire conversation that you're hearing a lot about around housing. One of the things that we've heard anecdotally is that the recruiters have found people that are willing to move to northern communities, but the challenge they're running into is finding adequate housing for moving into that community. Or another challenge is finding a comparable position for their spouse who's also employed.
Wow.
And so the housing challenge here is another component of that, and we shouldn't overlook that.
Boy, there are a lot of elements to discuss in terms of this. Joel McKay, we've barely scratched the surface. Thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Joel McKay, the Executive Director of the Northern Development Initiative Trust.